Today's daf is Nida daf Chav Dalid. We are holding on daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are toward the bottom of the page. So we are up to Amar Rava, about 6 lines before the end of the page. Amar Rava, we're continuing to talk about cases of a woman being mapil, that's the name of the paragus, Amapela, so a woman being mapil, a woman who miscarries a variety of different types of items, and what would make her tame as a nida, what would make her tame as a tumas leida, and what's not, would not make her tame at all. So Amar Rava, Nivra ba'ayin achas u'bi'erech echad. Let's say there's the baby has one eye, or one thigh. So minat sad imo tameya. If it's in the right spot, it's an eye that's on one side of that, and it's just missing an eye on the other side, or it has a thigh on one side of its body, and it's simply missing on the other side, so then the mother's tameya. But be'emtza imo tar, but if the eye is right in the middle of the head, or the thigh is right in the middle of the body, then imo tar, that's not a baby at all. That doesn't look like, that's not a human form. Amarava, veshto nakuv imo tameya. If the veshet, the esophagus, has a hole in it, meaning it's open to allow air, so then the mother would be tamei leida, because that's normal. Veshto atum imo tahora. But if the veshet is closed, then the mother is tahora. It would seem the mother would be tahora, even though this may be, nowadays, it may be a correctable thing. They may be able to do some sort of immediate surgery if they know to be ready for it. I don't know. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Mapelas guf atum ein imo tamei leida. Ve'ezu guf atum. If someone is mapile guf atum, a closed body, so the mother is tamei leida. What does it mean, closed body? So Rebbe Yom Kadeshi Natal Menachai V'Yamos. It means something that's missing, a missing body. The amount that if you were to take away from a living person this same amount, the person would die. That's the definition of a guf atum. So V'kami Natal Menachai V'Yamos. How much would that be? How much if you would take away from a living person, would the person die? So Gemara has three opinions. Rabbi Zakkai Omer ad har kuva. Rabbi Zakkai says up until the knee, and Rashi points out it means up until right above the knee. Shenecht churagla ad lemalu min har kuva. She treifa b'ksav treifa in achaya, because that's what would make somebody a treifa, and therefore since we all treifa in achaya, that's what you would take off of a living thing to make it die up until right above the knee. Rabbi Yane Omer ad the nekava. Rabbi Yane says no, it's even above that. It's up until the top of the thigh that it would make it not able to live. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Yeshua, ad makom tiburo, or even higher than that, up until the belly button. Only then you would say that's enough to take off of a person that would make it that it's unable to live. So says Gemara, what is the nukudas amachlokas between these three opinions? So bein Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yona, the Rabbi Yanai, the difference between the first two opinions, ika benayu trefa chaya, is whether a trefa is able to live, meaning the various illnesses and ailments that the Mishnah Chulin identifies as being a trefa, does that necessarily mean that it would die? Can a trefa possibly live? So marsav a trefa chaya, marsav a trefa ein chaya. Over here, what we're looking for is what can you take off of an animal or a person, and it would make them die, right? So if you hold trefa chaya, you can't just follow what would make something a trefa. Clearly, taking off the leg ad arkuva would make the person a trefa. But the issue is, if you hold trefa chaya, that's not enough. We're looking for what you would take off that would actually make the person die. So the first opinion, Rabbi Zakkai, held that a trefa ain't a chaya, so just follow whatever it says by trefa, and you'll get how much you would have to take off a person for them to die. But Rabbi Yanai holds that a trefa is chaya. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yanai. What about between the second and third opinions, between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan? What would be the difference between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds that even ad arkuva, even adlin akavav is no good, you need to go ad tibur. So you could be nice to Rabbi Lazar. They argue about Rabbi Lazar's din. Dam Rabbi Lazar nital yerech v'chol shala nevela. Rabbi Lazar holds that if you take the thigh together with the socket, so then that makes a nevela. So they both hold trefa is chaya, and therefore they would need to actually get to the point where it would be a nevela in order to assume for sure that the person would die. It's the Chachmas Betzalel over here, and the Marsha and the Sagos point out that Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yanai are arguing about how to explain Rebbe, right? This started off with Rebbe Omer Kidei Shei Nathal Menachai V'Yamos. They're trying to explain the Shita of Rebbe. It happens to be that Rebbe himself holds in Maseches Chulin on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Rebbe Omer Simon L'Treifa Shloshim Yom, Rebbe holds Treifa Ein Achaya. Rabbi holds you could tell if it's a trefa by waiting it out and seeing if it dies. So how could it be that Rabbi Yanai, trying to explain Rebbe's shita, would hold trefa chaya? Very strong kasha. Rebbe himself holds elsewhere in Shas trefa ain't a chaya. So how could it be that you have a machlokas between Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yanai, where Rabbi Yanai is going to hold trefa is chaya, and the whole machlokas trying to explain the shita of Rebbe? So the Chacham Tzal and the Masham explained that Rabbi Yanai is not saying trefa chaya by behema. He's saying trefa chaya by Adam. Rebbe was talking about by a behema. Our context is a woman who's mapil, and we want to know how much of the body is missing to say it's not a real birth. So we're talking in human terms. Well, how much of a body would you have to remove from a human being in order for the person not to be able to survive? But when it comes to an animal, in a chinami, trefa in a chaya. This whole machlokas is only in regards to the human world. Chacham Tzal also says that even if you'll trefa in a chaya, there's still a makom to be mechalik between different types of trefels. Not all trefels are exactly the same. Maybe even if you hold that trefa in a chaya, you'd still be moded that there are certain trefels that the behema will not necessarily die as a result of. And therefore, it could be that according to Rebbe, trefa in a chaya, but Rabbi Yanai holds that that's not true of chisaron haraglayim, ad harkuva. That's not true of the type of trefus of the missing legs. Such a trefus, maybe taka would be chaya. So, and maybe even Rebbe would be moded to that. So how do we paskin in this Shaila Alech L'maisa? What do we consider a Leda? What do we not consider a Leda? So it's interesting that the Rambam in Isur Biya Perikir Alech Yiralef paskins that Mapelas Guv Atum is Tahora Imhu Chaser Mitiburo Lamata. He'll take the third sheet. It has to be missing all the way up until the navel, all the way up until the belly button, in order for it to be considered to be not a Leda. So the Kesef Mishnah says, wait a second. How could the Rambam paskin that way? Rabbi Yochanan is metame if it's chaser atibru lamata, holds the trefa chaya, and he also holds mitol yarech v'chol shala is not a nevela, right? That's what our Gemara says, right? Our Gemara says the whole svara for Rabbi Yochanan is that aleph yields trefa is chaya, so you can't follow the laws of trefas, and beis yields you would follow the laws of nevelas, but nitol yarech v'chol shala is not a nevela. The Rambam himself paskins trefa ein achaya in Hilchos Shechita Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Shechita Perek Gimel Halacha Yutes. The Rambam himself paskins nital yarech v'chal shala nevela. V'chal shala nevela. The Rambam himself paskins against both of the assumptions that you need to make in order to hold like Rabbi Yochanan. A very strong kasha. So it's a stira in the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah leaves it as a tzarech yun. So the Meiri says that no, the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that the din of Tumas Leda is not talu in dine trefa. So even though a Vlad is a trefa and it can't live, still its mother is not going to be tamei Leda. So it sounds against the Gemara, meaning he says that yeah, this comparison that the Gemara makes between halachas of trefa and halachas of Leda are not really accepted the halacha. So even though the Rambam passes trefa in the chayyab, but legabi Tumas Leda, it's still not Torah. Still very difficult because it seems to be against the Gemara. So the Netziv in the Hamek Sheila in Parshas Emor in Sheilta Kuf Gimel Os Tes, he's mitari, it's based on the Sheiltos. The Sheiltos says that Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan don't disagree about the din of Rabbi Lazar of Nital Yerech V'Chol Shala, that it's a nevela. They're all moda that a behema that's Nital Yerech V'Chol Shala is a nevela, that if you remove the thigh with the socket, that it would definitely be a nevela. Their whole machlokas is how do you apply that to a human? If by a human you would say the same thing, that ad nekavav it becomes a nevela in that way, or do you say that that's a din that's dafka by a behema? So that's how the Shiltos understand. So says the Netziv, Mimela we understand the Rambam, that even though the Gabi behema he paskins nitol yarech v'chol shala nevela, by an Adam he holds that it's not so, and that's why he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that only if it's missing ad tiburo, it's tar from Tumas Leda. That's how the Bach says also, the Rambam holds that dafka by a behema trefa in a chaya, nitol yarech v'chol shala is nevela, but by Adam, since an Adam has mazel, trefa chaya and nitol yarech v'chol shala is not a nevela. That's what makes Adam different than behema. The problem is, the Aruch Haner points out, is that the Rambam himself paskins legabe Adam that nitlo raglo min ha'arkuva ulamala is bechal trefa veinochai. He doesn't only say it by behema. The Rambam himself paskins by in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tes Zayin, that even by an Adam, if that part of the body is missing, he would not live. What's the context? Why in Hilchas Gerushin? So he talks about if a person was thrown into the ocean and you never found the body, but you found his leg, Minarkuva Ulamala. So says the Rambam, Mi'idim Nalav Shu Mace, you could be made that he's definitely dead. Why? Because no one will survive with a leg missing, Minarkuva Ulamala. So that's the Rambam Beferish paskining this way, even Lagabe Adam. A third possible approach is the place here, Rabbeinu Naibshitz. In Kresi Uplesi, in Simin Nun, Ozbez, Rabbi Yonis Naibshitz writes that this is the Ram Lashitasa. The Ram holds that by Hilchus Trefus there's a chilek between someone who had a particular Aver and then lost the Aver, it was removed from him, versus someone who was born without the Aver in the first place. So the Rambam holds that when the Gemara is told of the Machlokas Amoraim with the Din of Rabbi Elazar to say that they argue whether the Din of Rabbi Elazar is said only by an Aver Shenitel or also by an Aver Shechaser Mitchilas Briyaso. That's the real Machlokas Amoraim. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Elazar that if you Nitel Hayarech V'Arkuva Shalah, it would be a Nevela. Question is that also true if it's born without Yarech V'Arkuva Shalah? Would you still say it's a nevela? Even if it's missing, if it would just, the baby just never had a thigh in the socket, it's not that it had it and it was missing it. That's the machlokas amraim. And therefore, even though regarding an aver shenital, the Ram paskin is like Rabbi Lazar, the gabi tumas leida is going to paskin that as long as it's not chasra tiburo, the mother's still going to be tamei leida, like the Ram holds by all dine trefos to be mechalik between nital and chaser. That's the Rambam shita overall throughout Hilchas Trefus. In regards to the other stira that Kes Mishra points out, how could the Rambam paskin at tiburo when he himself paskins trefa enachaya? So the crazy place he seems to be saying the same thing as the Tos Rid that we mentioned, the trefa enachaya shnei masar chodesh, but it can live for some amount of time, and that's enough for tumas leida. So that's how we would deal with the other. Issue of trefa chay, trefa ein chay, and dealing with the nevela issue, simply you have to distinguish between an animal that lost a limb or a human that lost a limb versus one that was born without a limb at all. And that goes to the Baruch Tam on the crazy place. He just points out that since the Amoraim argue over here, they're arguing about the shear of kama yinatel min hachay viyamos. Sounds beferish that we're talking about even nital, that Rabbi Yochanan would hold it doesn't become a nevela. So it sounds very much against the crazy place. The crazy place he thought of this great idea that the whole reason that the Rambam kapasna and Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case where it was born without the limb. It's not talking about where the limb was lost. But no, look at what they're arguing about. They're arguing about how to explain Rebbe's shita of kidei sheyinatel min achai v'yamos, what you can take off of a living person. Sounds like how much you could take off of a living person that once had this limb, and the person would still die. Vayit in the Gemara now about 7 lines in Chavdal and Ralph. Amar Rav Papa, Machlokas min lamata lamala. This whole discussion is how much it would have to be missing from the bottom of the body in order for it to no longer be considered a viable fetus. Avam min lamala lamata filu kol du Torah. But if it's missing anything off the top, it's trimmed off the top of the skull or something like that, then everyone would agree that the mother's tahor. It's not a real leda. V'chein amar Rav Gidol amar Rav Yochanan amapelza shagulgalto atuma imo Torah. If the skull is missing something, the mother is Torah. V'amar Rav Gidol amar Rav Yochanan amapelz kamin afkasa didikla imo Torah. If she's mapil something that looks like the branch of a dekel tree, the mother is Torah. What does it mean? It looks like the branch of a dekel tree. Zakt Rashi shadekel lamata yachid umispatzel milamala. The dekel at the bottom is one solid unit, and then it shoots out in different directions as you go up. Similarly, we're talking about a tzura that she's mapil that is at the base is like doesn't have a tzura; it's just like a solid mass, and the hands and the legs all stick out from around the shoulders. It all sticks out in different directions like a dekel. So that is not a baby; that is tahora. Itmar hamapelas amisha panov musmasin. If she's mapil someone who has a slightly crushed washed face. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Imo Tmei, Rish Lakish Amar Imo Tahara. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Eser Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who said that she's Tmeia, asks on Rish Lakish, Hamapel is Yad Chatucha Veregel Chatucha Imo Tmeia Leida, Vein Choshen Sham Migufatum Basa. We said that if a woman is Mapil, that if a woman is mapil, a hand, a fully formed hand, or a fully formed regel, the woman is going to be Tmei Leida, and we're not choshesh that maybe it wasn't a real Vlad, because maybe it came from a guf atum. What does guf atum mean? So we just discussed three shitos. Maybe it comes from a guf that was missing its whole bottom half. That's where this hand comes from, and therefore maybe it shouldn't be Tmei Leida. We don't have any such chashash. So, why do we dafka say Einu Choshesh Shemami Guf Atum Basa? Because Guf Atum is the only example we could think of where it would have a fully formed hand, and yet it still wouldn't be a Vlad. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Vim Isa, but if you, Reish Lakish, are right, that even a baby with a slightly crushed face would be something that has a fully formed body, but would still not be Tmei Leida. So listening, it should have mentioned, you don't have to be Choshesh Shemami Guf Atum, Omi Misha part of Musmasin. Should have mentioned, you don't have to worry about that either, that maybe this hand, this fully formed hand, came from a fetus that's face was crushed. So there's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that if its face was crushed, it is Tmei Leida. Amra Papi, Befad of Musmasin, Kliyam Lo Pligi de Tmei. Now, if the face was slightly crushed, everyone would agree that it's Tmei. Keep Pligi, Befad of Tochos. They only argue if the face was totally flat. V'ipcha itmar, and happens to be the machlokas was said in the reverse direction. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar Imo Tahor, Reish Lakish Amar Imo Tmei. It's Rabbi Yochanan who says Imo Tahor, Reish Lakish says Imo Tmei. So ask the Gemara, V'losi Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Meha. Why doesn't Reish Lakish ask on Rabbi Yochanan now that we flipped the shitos? The same kasha that Rabbi Yochanan just asked on Reish Lakish, right? The kasha was, why, if you want to come up with an example where you could have a yad chatucha, a fully formed hand, and still not be a vlad, why do we dafka take a case of Guf Atum? Why don't you talk about a case of a baby who has a fully flattened face? Why don't we mention that concern? So Mishum Deshanile, Hainu Guf Atum, Hainu Mishapan of Tochos. Now he would hold that one and the same, that if it has a fully flattened face, that's also another example of Guf Atum. Guf Atum is just a general category of missing something fundamental. So it might be missing the entire lower half of his body, or it might be referring to someone who has a totally flat face without any tzura. B'nei Rabbi Chiya Nafik L'Kiryasa. The Bnei Rabbi Chiya went out to a city. Asal Kameda Avuan. They came in front of their father, Rabbi Chiya. Amalam Klumba Maisel Yarchem. So they came back to their father after they went out to the town. So the father said, "No, what happened? How was your day in school today? Right? How was your day out in the town? What happened in? What did you come across?" So Amalo Panim Tochos Bali Yadena V'Timanua. They said, "Yeah, we had a Shaila, a tough Shaila today. Nebuch, a baby was born. Pan of Tochos, and we needed to know if the mother was Tmei Leida or not. So we were Machmir. We were Machmir that she's Tmei Leida." He said, "Oh my gosh, go change your psak. What a terrible psak. You have to be matar. My day taichu, l'chumra. What were you thinking? You just thought you wanted to come up with a chumra. Chumra da'asik l'day kulahi. You have to realize that a lot of times when you give a chumra, the chumra is going to lead to a kula. T'ki avisu la yimei tovar. They're going to give her yimei tovar. People are going to assume that if she's Tmei Leida, then so let's say she's Tmei Leida for 2 weeks, they're going to assume that for the following several weeks, she's going to have yimei tovar. So you have to change the psak." So the Ritva points out from the Lashon Maidai Taichu L'Chumra, it sounds like the Bnei Rabbi Chiya already knew that the din wasn't this way, and they were only issuing this Horah because they wanted to be Machmir. And Rabbi Chiya knew, their father knew that they didn't make this mistake. They didn't make a mistake in the fundamental din, either because he knew that they never would make a mistake about this kind of psak, or just because of the way they expressed it to him, he understood that this wasn't a psak maker, a din is a psak L'Chumra. But if that's the case, asks the Ritva, how could he have been choshesh them? How could he be choshesh them that maybe they would issue a psak without informing the person that since this is only a chumra, we're being choshesh the chumra, you don't get yimei tovar? How could he have been choshesh that knowing that they realized that this wasn't maker adin, that they wouldn't also express to the person that they're not going to get yimei Timei Tawar. So the Ritva says, now he knew full well that his children issued the psak in a responsible manner. That they said, look, you're going to be Tamei Leida because we're going to be Choshish L'chumra that this was a Vlad. But you're not going to get Yimei Tawar because really Meikar Adin, it's not a Vlad. Of course they expressed that. What he was Choshish was that what was going to happen is she's going to go around telling everybody the rabbi's paskin that was Tamei Leida. She's not going to always repeat, or when her friends repeat it, they're not going to always repeat all of the details, and they're going to leave out the detail that she doesn't get Yimei Tawar, and then people are going to come to a mistaken impression, and they're going to paskin incorrectly. Now, it happens to be any time you have a suffix on Dinda Oraisa, even by Dvarim Mutarim Minatar, where the Chachamim are gozer, by all these things where the Chachamim are gozer, a lot of times people can make a mistake, something will be lost in transmission, and it will be tahar. So the Ritva and they'll be makel on something that they should be machmir about. It will come out that there will be problems. So the Ritva points out, yeah, but that's why the Rabbanan have to use their judgment. They have to be very careful. Only when it's worth it, when you have something to gain, min hadin, can you come up with the chumrah? But just time coming up with the chumrah, when there's nothing min hadin to gain from it, so all you're going to run into is trouble. It's only going to be asil de kula. Okay, says the Marvaiter, itmar, hamapelas ber yeshish la beis gavim beis shidraos. If a woman is mapil a being that has two backs and two spines. Amar Rav Beisha in a Vlad b'Behema Asur Ba'Achila. So Rav says that's not a Vlad, and for a Behema it would be Asur Ba'Achila. Rashi points out what that means. Im nishchata ima v'nimtza b'me'eha. If you shechted the mother and you would say, ah, it's ben pakua, whatever's inside the mother is fine. No, this would not be fine. And certainly, kol shkein yatza l'avir olam, the nefel hu nevela. Certainly, if it comes out into the avir olam, then it's a nefel, it's a nevela. Of course it cannot be eaten in that situation. Ushmuel amar Beisha Vlad, Shmuel said, oh, this is a viable baby, and bebehema mutar b'achila. And if you shecht an animal and you find this tzura inside of the animal, you're allowed to eat it. So b'maykamifli, what's the nekudas amachlokas over here? B'der Rav Chanan bar Abba, they're arguing about Rav Chanan bar Abba. D'amar Rav Chanan bar Abba, ha-shasua ber yashiyesh l'beis gavon l'beis shidraos. The shasua, which the Torah tells us explicitly is asr to eat, happens to be a beria that has two backs and two spines. Ravam beria ba'al malasa, b'chiagmei rachman l'moshe me'yima agamrei. Rav says no such thing exists in this world. We don't have that, meaning no such thing could live in this world. So when the Torah tells us there's Nisra of Shasua, it must be referring to a fetus that looks like this. So that's what the Torah is telling us. You shecht an animal and you find a fetus inside that looks like this, even though normally when you shecht an animal, the fetus is going to be mutter. It's considered as if it's covered with the shechit of the mother. Not in this case. Not this fetus. This fetus is too far off. That's what the Torah is telling us. Ushmuel amar ber yabial me'isa. Shmuel would say, no, there is such a possibility of such a being living and existing with two backs, two spines. And therefore, v'chiagmei rachman al-moshe bial ma'agmrei. When the Torah tells us that a shesua is asur, it means a shesua that's out there in the real world is not a kosher animal. Av me'ima. But if the Torah never discusses what would be if it's still b'me'ima, if it's still in the mother's womb, so sharia, in that case, it would actually be mutter. Now, once Rav holds Acha Shenol de Behema Baal de Shnei Gav Mishnei Shedraos, and the Kol Zman that it's still alive, would you still say it's also Mishum Shesua? Meaning, Rav holds according to Rav, who says that it's already Asur B'me'ima, let's say it comes out into the world. So, okay, it's a nevela because it's definitely going to die. It's going to die very, very shortly. While it's alive, if you eat it, is it asur mishum shasua or is it asur mishum nevela? Right? What would be the issur? Is it shasua or is it nisur of nevela? So the Rambam holds that the halach is like Rav, and the Rambam says beferish that la'achar shenolad vlad bal shnei gav mishnei shedraos, it's asur mishum shasua. That even after it comes out into this world, it's asur mishum shasua. So all the achronim point out, the Aruch Lener, they points out, what's going on over here? How can the Rambam possibly hold like Rav and still hold that after it comes out into the world, it's asur mishum shasua? Rav's whole hechrich to say that it's asur b'me'imo was that there's no echitimtza of how it could be out in the world, and the Torah can't be talking about the asur shasua in the world because it doesn't exist. So if it exists, the mele, there's no echrich to say that it's us when it's b'meimo. So the whole shita Rambam doesn't seem to fit. So if Shach Navi Ezri tries to be miyashiv, he says it could be that when Rav says that once it's since such a vlad would never live for any extended period of time, you can't say that the ikur iser in the Torah of Shesua is only about lachash yatzalav yirolam. It has to be primarily about a vlad b'meimo. It happens to be that once it does come out into the world, in that minority of cases where it's out in the world and it's actually living for some small amount of time, it would also be included in the Isra of Shesua. But Rav's whole svara was that it can't be that the entire Isra of the Torah was all just for a case where it was where it came out into the world, considering how short of a lifespan it's going to have. Okay. Anything that has two backs, two spines, is pasul avoda. Doesn't that imply that it's going to live? He says, you're simi. Okay, I'm sure if simi knew that he was simi. So Rashi says, three possibilities what he meant by this. First of all, he gives an answer. Sheshudrasu akuma. Over there, it doesn't really mean two backs and two spines. The thing that can live, that's just possible to use for avoda, is not two backs, two spines. It means that it has a bent over back, so it looks like two backs, but it's not really two backs. What do you mean when he said simiat? So Rashi says a lot of times you find that Rav says this dafka to simi, and it seems because it's debar berei hava. He was his grandson, so this was loshon chavivus. He's like, ah, simi, my favorite grandson. You say such nice things. Second possible pshat, Rashi says, is that Rav had a certain midas tznius that he would never lift his eyes up, and therefore he never saw people. He never looked at people, so he didn't recognize him. So he said, Simiat, is that you, Simi? He asked such a kasha, it sounds like someone very smart, so it must be Simi. So Rashi just doesn't like that pshat, because you don't find that Rav says that to anybody else other than Simi. So why would it only be Simi? He didn't like looking at Simi, but everyone else he looked at. Third pshat, he says, that Simi was very charif, he was very sharp, and he would always have good, you know, so Rav would say, ah, that's a Simi Vart. That's like, you ask a good kasha, they say, that's a Rabbi Kiv Eger's kasha. So when you ask a good kasha to Rav, he said, that's a Simi kasha. So when it was Simi, he's like, yeah, that's my Simi. Meisve, the Gemara asks another kasha, Yesh Buvin Shein Asurin, Ben Arba L'daka, Ben Shimon L'gasa. There's some Ubers that are considered to be also, they're considered to not have any chance of living. 4 month pregnancy for a Behema Daka, 8 month pregnancy for a Behema Gasa, Heimen L'mata Asur. If it's anything less than that, if the pregnancy is anything less than that, it's going to be asur. Yata mishyeshol shnei gabim v'shnei shadros, excluding an animal that has two backs. So my yatz, what do you mean excluding? Lav yatz mechalubrin shafil meyiman asurin. Doesn't that mean that it's not even a fetus to the extent that even while it's in the mother's womb, it's still going to be us or a raya to Rav and against Shmuel? Says Gemara, no. Rav matayis tamei, Shmuel matayis tamei. Rav and Shmuel can each understand that line perfectly fine. Rav matayis tamei ben arba ledak ben chas legasi ben lamata asur. But medvar murum kishiyatz lav yirolam. When do we say that if it survived less, it was in the womb for less than 4 months for a daka and less than 8 months for a so that it's going to be asur, that's when it comes out into the world. Of me'imo shari, but while it's in the mother's womb, it's still going to be mutter, even though it was less than that amount of time. Yatsa, meaning if you shech the animal, it's only pregnant for 2 months, the baby's still mutter, it's covered with the shkita of the mother. Yatsa, mishiyesh lo shnei gabim shnei shadros, tafil me'imo nami asur. As opposed to the animal that has two backs, Rav would say, even when it's in the mother's womb, it's still going to be asur. Ushmul metaritz tamei, and Shmuel will be metaritz l'shita so, to read it as follows. Ben Arbal, Dakamish Monogasim and Lamata Asr, but Medvar Mamur Bishalo Kalu Chadashav. That's if it didn't have the full pregnancy. Avul Kalu Chadashav Mutter, but if it does have full pregnancy, then it's going to be Mutter. Yatsamishisho Beis Governor Beis Shadro, Safak of the Kalu Chadashav, Im Yatsalavar Alamasr, Meimo Shari. As opposed to an animal that has two backs, even if it's Kalu Chadashav, who's pregnant for the full length of the pregnancy, it's going to be Asr when it's Yatsalavar Olam. If it's born after a full pregnancy, it's going to be Aser. But Me'imo, yeah, of course it's going to be Mutter. Everything's Mutter when it's still be Me'imo. Yeshech, the mother, everything's Mutter, Me'imo. That's Shmuel Shita. Period. Tani Tana Kameh the Rav. Hamapel's Birius Guf Sheinu Chatuch. Birius Rosh Sheinu Chatuch. Let's say you're mapil something that looks like a body that's not fully formed, or a head that's not fully formed. Yachotei Yimel Tmei Leida. Tamlomer Isha Kisazriya V'yolda Zachar. Ubiyom Hashmini Yimel. Misha Roy Lebris Shmona Yatsu Eilu Sheinu Roy Lebris Shmona. That it has to be something that could live for 8 days. That would be Roy for a Bris Shmona. These are not Roy for Bris Shmona. Amle Rav V'siyem Bahachi. V'shiyesh Lo Shnei Gavim V'shnei Shnei. You should finish it off by saying, and also something that has two backs. Rabbi Yirmi Barava Savon Mevan Uvda Kavase de Shmuel. So Rabbi Yirmi Barava wanted a paskin like Shmuel, where Shmuel held that Bimeimo it's mutter, that the animal with two backs, if you shech the mother, is mutter, so he wanted a paskin that way. Amalei Rafuna, my daytech, l'chumra. What, you want a paskin l'chumra? Chumra dasi l'deikulahi, the kiavis l'demei toar. Meaning, forget about by the animal case. If it has two backs, Shmuel held that it's a legitimate vlad. So he wanted a paskin like Shmuel, that it's a legitimate vlad, and make the woman tamei leida. So he says, what, you're going to try to be machmir? That's a chumra dasi l'deikulah, because you're going to give her yemei toar, which is the same thing we saw Rabbi Chia criticize his sons for on Oman Aleph, that it's not a simple chumra to just be machmir that someone is going to be tamei leida, because along with that comes the kula that they get yemei tohar as well. Oven mia kavase de rav the kaimel nitzkav bisure beilukul ben lechumra. But you could pass, you could always pass like rav, because we pass in the halachas like rav by yisurim in general beilukul ben lechumra. We always pass in that the halacha follows rav. Amar rava. Hare amru isha yaledes l'tisha v'yaledes l'shiva. We said that when a woman is pregnant, she could have two types of pregnancies, the Gemara assumes. There are 9-month pregnancies and there are 7-month pregnancies. There are just two tracks of pregnancy that the pregnancy can take. Sometimes it's meant to be. Full term is a 7-month pregnancy. Behema gasa yaledes l'tisha. Now we know large animals go through 9-month pregnancies. Yaledes l'shiva lo yalda. Do large animals have the 7-month pregnancy track or not? Amrav Nachman Yitzchak Tashma Hemenu Lamata Aser. So my love Agasa, it says anything less than 8 months is no good. It's going to be Aser, is not a viable vlad. So isn't that talking about a behem Agasa, where you see that anything less than that is no good? So it says Marlo Adaka. No, it's going on the behem Adaka where we said 4 months, and anything less than that is no good. But by the behem Agasa, less than 8 months could still be a viable pregnancy. So Haimai I Amrav Pishlama Agasa Itzrich. But wait a second, if it's telling me this about a Behemagasa, that less than 8 months is not viable, I understand why you need to tell that to me. Because I would have otherwise thought that since by a woman, if she gives birth after 7 months, the baby can live, by a behema also could live. So that's why you need to tell me that no, it can't live. But if you're going to tell me that this is all talking about a behema daka, that anything less than 4 months is not going to be viable, Pshita, Bastasa Yarki, Mikachai. Whoever would have had a Hava Amina that after 3 months of pregnancy an animal could live? Why would you need to tell me that Pachos Mikain is not going to be able to live? So Itzrich, says Umar, no, it does need to be said. Because Salkadai Dechamina called Batsiv Treyarchi Chai, I might have thought that anything that's 2 months less than the normal expected pregnancy can live. And if Behemoth Daka's normal expected pregnancy is 5 months, 2 months less is 3 months, I would have thought it could live. Kamashalan therefore needs to tell me that no, after 3 months in the womb, nothing is living. I'm Rabbi Yomar Shmuel. Hamapelis the most lilis. If a woman is mapped with something that looks like the demon lilis, it has wings. Imo tmei aleda. Vlad duel sheish lo kerafayim. The mother's tmei aleda. It's a vlad. It just happens to have wings. Tanya nami achi. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Maisa b'simoni b'achas sheipila demos lilis. Uba maisa v'necham v'am vlad duel sheish lo kerafayim. Maisa shoya actually happened, and they paskin that it's tmei aleda. Hamapelis the most nachash. What if a woman is mapped with something that looks like a snake? Harach hanina b'nachav shel Rabbi Yeshua. Imo tmei aleda. So Rabbi Chanina b'nachav shel Rabbi Yeshua said that the mother's tmei aleda. Pay attention to the names over here, because we're going to have to follow the story. Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, said it's tamei leida when she's mapil a snake. Halach Rav Yosef v'siper dvarim l'fnei Rav Gamliel. Rav Yosef then told that psak of Rabbi Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Yeshua's bar plukta to Rav Gamliel. He says, you know, Rav Gamliel, this is what Rabbi Yeshua paskin. Shalach lo Rabbi Yeshua, hanik ben achicha uba. So Rabbi Gamliel sent Rabbi Yeshua. He said, "I want you to get together with your nephew and please come visit." So when they went, so Kala Chanina Lakraso, Rabbi Chanina went to greet his uncle. Samala Rabbi, I'm a Pelz Kamin Nachash Mau. So he said, "What's the din if you're Mapil Kamin Nachash?" Samala Imotora. So he said, "The mother's Tahora, she's not Tamea." Amra lo valo mishimcha amra li chamos. I'm sorry. His it was a woman. His kalas chanina lakraso. The kala of chanina, the daughter-in-law of chanina, went out to greet him. And he said, and she said to Rabbi Yeshua, "What's the halacha if mapel is kamin nachash?" So he said, "She's tahora." So he says, "But wait a second. Mishimcha amra li chamosi imo tmeya. My father-in-law said that she's tmeya in your name, meaning Rabbi Chanina, your nephew." You, my father-in-law said that Imol Tamea. So Vamala Mezatam. So Rabbi Shua says, "You know, maybe I'm forgetting. Rabbi Chanina is a very reliable guy. Did he give a svara? Why did I say that Imol Tamea? Meaning, I don't remember. Sometimes the issue psak. I don't remember every psak. So Hal v'Gilgaleno Agul Kishaladam. Yeah, he gave a svara. He said that since the eyes of a snake are similar to the eyes of a human being. So Mitalchvara Niska Rabbi Yeshua. So then Rabbi Shua realized. He said, "Ah, Taka, that's true. I did give such a psak, and I actually hold that way. I actually do hold that Imol Tamea." So he told Rav Gamliel, "Relax, calm down. You don't have to criticize Rav Chanina. He paskin based on something I said. It was my psak, and I stand by it." Happens all the time that when the Torah Merabbanan says something, so if you want to remind him of what he said, remind him why he said it, and that will jog his memory, and he'll realize what that he once did the research, and that was the maskana that he came out with. Let's see the Mishnah, maybe a little more. Hamapeles Shfir Mali Mayim Mali Dam Mali Ganunim Enu Choshes Levad. If a woman is mapil a sack full of water or blood or colors, it's not a vlad. But if it had limbs, then she has to assume tumas leida of zachar nekeva. The chumras of zachar nekeva. Ampela sandal shilia teishel zachar nekeva. She's mapil something that's squashed, a squashed fetus or a placenta. Then also she's choshesh zachar nekeva. So bishlam adamu mayim lo klumi. I understand blood, water. That's nothing. El ganunim nechashem a vlad of nimoch. But if she's mapil colors, why aren't you worried that it's a vlad? Three answers. Amar abayik. How much wine would you have to drink for that to happen to a real Vlad? It doesn't happen to a real Vlad. You'd have to be completely negligent in your pregnancy for that to happen to a real Vlad. Rava, so there's no chashash of Vlad. Rava Amar Malay Tanan. It says that it was Malay, so if it were actually crushed, then it would be chaser, it would be missing something. And finally, Rabbi Yad Barava Amar Gavanim Tanan. It says colors. If it was actually crushed, then that it was a real fetus that was actually crushed, then it would all turn into one color. It wouldn't still be a variety of different colors. Okay, we'll pick up from the Brisa with Abishaul tomorrow.